Indianola boys cross country qualifier to the state meet at Fort Dodge. Who is?
Curtis Johnson.
Well, Curtis, second year in a row you're making it back to Fort Dodge. First of all, what were your expectations going into the qualifier, and do you think you met those expectations?
I think I exceeded my expectations because Coach was talking about how, oh, I can get under 10th, be under 10th, and to me, I barely clinched it last year. I think last year I got 11th, so I was thinking, you know, hopefully I can just snag the last couple spots, but I did a lot better than I thought I would, and I got 7th, so exceeded my expectations.
Awesome. Well, what were some of the thoughts that went right through your mind once you realized you were going back to Fort Dodge?
I thought, well, I definitely knew it was going to be individual, so I hope that Logan would have made it as well. He made it last year with me, and it's definitely lonely making it by yourself, but I was first thinking about if he made it, I was like, okay, well, and then I saw that he didn't, well, I thought, okay, now it's just me. And I guess the things that went through my head were, like, I was pretty happy because obviously this was the most nervous I'd been for any race in my entire life. So I guess, you know, I didn't start, didn't sink in until afterwards, and then all kind of the stress and stuff just kind of melted away.
Awesome. Well, Coach Barnes talked a lot about last year just kind of being gravy a little bit for you, getting that experience. Now that you won't really have those butterflies going into Fort Dodge, what are your expectations for state?
I think I just need to do better than last year. That's my expectations. Last year was the biggest meet I've ever been to. It was crazy. So many people, so many great competitors. And so that kind of made me not really perform my best. With this year, with the limited crowd, and it's going to be a great day, and now that I'm looking forward to it, I think it's going to be a lot better performance by me.
All right, well, what do you think this means kind of going forward, your second year in a row, and how do you want to kind of continue to learn from this as you go into your senior year?
Like my sophomore year, like I guess I just, for me, I thought the end of my season would have been districts. And then this year, I was like, okay, well, now I want my end of my season to be state, and so I plan to that. And now that it's happening, you know, now I can continue. You know, I never want to take state for granted, but at the same time, next year, I want to just be laser-focused on state, laser-focused on my last cross-country race, and, like, perform my best, possibly, then would be the best.